Bank of Cardiff. This is Patrick.
Good afternoon. I received a letter the other day from you guys for a commercial business loan.
Okay. Yeah, you want to just start with that 16-digit reservation code, and I'll go ahead and pull up the file.
2511-0801.
Perfect. Bear with me real quick while I pull up the account. How's your Friday going so far, man?
It's Friday, man. You know, you can't complain.
Countdown hours, right?
Yeah, man.
All right. So pulling up the file here, and who is it that I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
This is Renee.
Renee, and how do you spell that?
R-E-N-E.
Renee, perfect. And last name?
Quintero, Q-U-I-N-T-E-R-O.
T-R-O. And then are you the 100% owner for you guys?
Yes.
Perfect. And it looks like business is 305 Trucking?
Yes, sir.
Incorporated?
Yes, sir.
Also the DBA name for you guys?
No.
What's the DBA?
No, the TQ 305 Trucking, same thing.
Okay, same?
Yeah.
Perfect. And it looks like you guys are located out there in Miami?
Yes, sir.
Cool. So I just got a few pieces of information I need to confirm on the file, and then I can go ahead and answer any questions. It looks like the billing address you guys still have, 5949 Southwest 2nd.
Yeah.
And then best phone number in case we get disconnected?
305-979-9997.
305-979-9957?
9997.
9997. A lot of nines in that.
Yep.
All right. And then you said you're 100% owner for you guys. And then how do you structure your business? You guys are LLC? S-Corp?
S-Corp.
Cool. How long have you been running the show for you guys out there?
About 5 years.
5 years? You start the business all by yourself?
Yes.
Nice. How do you get in the industry? Trucking before? And?
Yeah. Yeah, not trucking. My uncle was a truck driver, and he started me off as dispatching for him, doing all his paperwork and finding him the loads.
Right.
And then gradually, I went to buy my own equipment.
Mm-hmm. And nice. You started your own company out of it?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, man. And then also, best email address for you?
It's 305trucking@gmail.com.
trucking@gmail.com. Perfect. All right, so yeah, we got a few different programs over here depending on what you're looking to do. If you want to just kind of let me know a little bit more about what it is you want, and I can point you in the right direction.
Okay. What I'm trying to do is I have two vehicles that I own right now. They're under my name. I have good credit, so does my company. I'm trying to refinance them both under my company's name.
Okay. Are they personal vehicles that you got, or were they through the company as well?
Company, yeah. Okay. They're for the company, but I got them, you know what I'm saying, off of, with my name.
Okay, yeah, so you want to make that all under the company?
All under the company, correct.
Okay, yeah, could you just give me a little breakdown on the trucks? I mean, how long ago did you bring them on?
They're 2015 Dodge Dually Rams.
Both of them?
Yeah, both of them. They're not even a year old.
Okay.
I've never missed a payment. That's pretty much it.
And nice. You finance those as well?
Yes, I finance them through Chrysler.
Both at the same time?
A month apart.
Okay. Month apart. Perfect.
Yeah, I got one business picked up, so I got another one.
Oh, I gotcha. Nice. And how much did you bring each of those on for originally?
I believe between 50 and 55.
Each?
Yes, each.
And then how much have you got remaining on both of them as well?
Hold on. Hold on.
Real quick question for you.
second. I'm still looking. Hold on.
It's fine. I can, you know, I got a few more questions, too, you know, while we wait. Yeah, when were you looking to bring these on by or, you know, get this refied by? You have a deadline or just kind of shopping around?
No, I'm just shopping around.
Kind of returning the mailer?
Yeah.
I gotcha. And then have you looked any, you know, other avenues for refi or?
No, not really. I just got the letter from you guys, and I said, well, let me just give them a shot first and see what happens.
Yeah, for sure.
My payout, my account balance, but it didn't say their payout. But I guess on one of them, I bought it for $57, and I got $50 left, that I was $50 for.
Okay.
And then,
okay, so 50 left for both of them.
Yeah.
Cool. What kind of rate did you get on those?
Not a very good one. I think it's between 8% and 10%.
All right, for both.
Yes.
Okay, and then what's your payments like for those two? Are you like monthly?
Yeah, I pay monthly about $1,034.86.
$1,034.86. Is that a combined payment or is that like each?
No, each.
Oh. Okay, same payment for both?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And then earlier you said your credit's not too great. Do you have a ballpark or?
No. My credit is good.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
What's it like?
I have above 700.
Okay, cool. When's the last time you had that check?
Shit. Let me see.
That's fine. Just kind of a ballpark.
Yeah, about 2 weeks ago or a week and a half ago, I just leased a 2017 Chevy Traverse truck.
Oh, you just brought one on pretty recently too?
Yeah, but that's for personal uses, not
for the company.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Nice. And then where else have you? Where else were you planning on looking for financing for this? If things didn't work out with those.
I was gonna try Space Coast, and I guess just Google up different companies and see what pops up.
Okay, so I mean, you're definitely looking to get this taken care of pretty fast, right?
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm trying to bring payments down and get a better rate.
Yeah, for sure, definitely a priority for you.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. And let's see. Another one of our factors we have over here is sales. What did you guys do for sales this last year for 2015?
Gross.
Yeah.
Gross. Between both trucks or just one truck?
No, just for the company.
The company.
Yeah, for 305 trucking.
I say we did about 100K.
Okay. What are you guys tracking for this year?
Probably a little over, maybe 120, 130.
What are you guys changing up? Just adding more trucks or?
Yeah. Adding more trucks.
Nice. And then, can you kind of like elaborate a little more on what it is 305, you know, what it is you guys do out there? What kind of, trucking you guys do?
I run a hot top business, which what happens is since I have a dually with a flatbed attachment to it, which is another piece of equipment, and it's about 40 feet long, and we haul generators, poles, sometimes vehicles as well, all over the United States, basically.
Nice. You guys travel all over America, though, not just out there in Florida?
Yeah, all over America, California, New York, Chicago, everywhere.
Nice. Did you know that we're located out in San Diego?
No, I had no idea.
Yeah, we're on the other side of the... other side of the coast, other one.
Okay, cool.
You guys do overnighters then, the sleepers, the trucks and everything?
Yeah, inside the vehicles what we do is we take out the back seat and we turn it into like a bed.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so it's like a sleeper.
Okay, that's pretty cool. And then Let's see. So I think, you know, basically I've got just about all it is that I need from us. Basically what it is we require is just a one-page application and then 6 months of the most recent business bank statements you know, get the current health of the business and whatnot, as well as the most recent tax return. Did you end up filing for 15 and get that taken care of?
Yes.
No extensions or anything like that on it?
The thing is, though, that in 2015 I reported, I think, I always report less or not even 80% of what I make, just so I can pay less taxes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand that, definitely.
That might be an issue or not.
Go ahead, sorry.
The bank statements I can get in for you.
Yeah, that works too. It just kind of adds to the strength of the file, but I definitely understand how that works as well. You know, okay. Just kind of, it's going to show, you know, less revenue for the business and whatnot. Was that $100K that you guys did annually for 15? Was that, you know, what the tax return reported or?
No.
What did it say on the tax return? Was it maybe like 80 or?
No, it was like I think 30. Or 40, something like that.
Okay, and then you guys would probably be tracking for about, I'm guessing, 40 to 50 then for this year then for reported revenue?
Probably.
Okay, and then do you have any other current loans out, like any capital loans, any other loans for the business?
The equipment, I have two $10,000 trailers that I have under the company.
Under the company?
Yeah.
Okay. No capital loans or, you know, anything like that? Do you have a line of credit?
No.
Okay. Perfect. We also do capital, too, so just kind of, you know, throwing that out there. So if you guys end up needing some extra cash, we could definitely get that for you as well as the equipment.
Cool.
Right. So I'll shoot over the email right when we get off the phone with the application. I know it's Friday out there and everything, but when do you think I can get that back?
I'll try to do it today, if not Monday, for sure.
Okay, cool. I know you guys are out there on the Eastern Standard Time Zone, but if you end up getting that done back to me today and, you know, everything was clear, then I could get it all submitted before the weekend and then probably get you some results by Monday. If not, if I get on Monday, that's fine as well. I'll just be able to get you an answer probably Tuesday, Wednesday, depending on when I get it submitted. I can't end up submitting it until I get everything together, so I'll go ahead and, you know, list that all out in the email. It's just going to be the app, the 6 months bank statements, and then the tax return. Also, do you have a, you were looking earlier, was it at the contract letter for the trucks that you bought, or was that a, like, paid to date?
What I was looking at is, I have this, I go on the
spreadsheet, maybe,
and it tells me exactly how much I owe, how much I paid, et cetera, et cetera.
Perfect. All right, so if you could just screenshot that or even attach the contract letter for both of the trucks so we can get the breakdown and whatnot of, you know, what it is that we're looking to refi. Yeah, so, I mean, we even accept screenshots, so, I mean, if you need to one on the computer, screenshot it like that, attach it to the email, that definitely works as well.
Okay,
and then any other questions you have for me while we still have you on the phone?
I got it. I'm going to try to get this shit done today.
Sweet. I'll shoot you over the email in maybe 5-10 minutes. And also, could I leave you with my personal number in case you have any questions? This number you called is the hotline number. So, yeah, it's 858.
Okay.
252.
Okay.
1481.
What's your name?
Patrick with Cardiff.
Patrick. Got it.
Yep. And you guys are, I saw out there in Miami, you guys had that baseball player pass away last week. That was super sad, man.
Yeah, man, that was tough, man.
Are you a Marlins fan?
Yeah, somewhat, man. I don't really like baseball, more football and basketball, but my wife's coworker was dating him when he first got into the Marlins years ago.
No way.
Yeah. So she was like really, because they kept in touch. They still used to talk, and he used to call her and stuff like that, and so I never met the dude personally, but, you know, he was always, like, you know,
spoken. Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, that's something else,
like,
man. Yeah, that's a small world like that, too, because I heard he is having a baby on the way and everything with his new girlfriend or whatever that is.
Yeah, man. Shit was crazy, man. He brought his family over here. I'm Cuban, too, so, you know, it's
oh, man, I'm sure you were late big time to that then, because I heard all about that. He tried, like, four times, saved his mom on the boat. That's crazy,
dude.
Yeah.
my mom came in the 80s, and that shit was rough. But I've had family come after that, and that shit's crazy, man.
Damn, so were you born out there in Miami as well, or?
Yeah, I was born and raised here in Miami. My parents are from Cuba, but I was born and raised here in Miami.
Oh, that's what's up. You guys lost a tough one last night, too. I saw the Dolphins game.
Oh, man, that shit, man. I couldn't even eat after that. I take that shit personally, man.
That's your squad?
Yeah, that's my team, man. Them and the Canes, man. With the Canes doing better, though.
Hey, I used to really be a big fan of them when I was a little boy, man. They were something else back when they were good.
Who, the Dolphins or the Canes?
The Canes.
Oh, okay. Shit, they good this year.
They're all right. They were a factory, though, man. I mean, like, every team used to have, like, 10 guys from their... They put out so many guys.
Hell yeah. I played high school ball with Frank Gore and, what's his name? Frank Gore, Atari Bigby, Roscoe Parrish.
Oh, no way, man.
Yeah, man.
What high school was that out there?
Miami High.
Oh, shit. Isn't that where Ocho Cinco went to?
No, Ocho Cinco went to Beach. He went to Miami Beach High.
Oh, that's hella cool, man. What'd you play?
Frank Gore went to Coral Gables, and I went to Miami High, and I played with Roscoe, but I played one game against Frank Gore. That dude was a monster even in high school. He was as big as he is now in the NFL back in high school. Imagine. And I was 150 pounds soaking wet.
Hey, DBs, though, that's what I play too, man, so gotta respect that. I'm a big 49ers fan, so I was really mad when they let Frank Gore go.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. You're a good dude, too. You're a good dude.
He is, and Roscoe Parrish was with them for a while, too, I think.
Yeah, well, Roscoe played with Buffalo.
Is he still on them, or? It must be a different Parrish I'm thinking of.
I think he quit. I think he did go to San Francisco for like a year or two. I'm not sure.
He might have been. I'm not sure. That's what's up, though, man. That's pretty cool. And you guys just lost D-Wade as well.
Yeah, man. We've been losing a lot lately.
It must be tough being out there, right?
Not really, man. Not really, because this ain't really like... There's not a lot of people down here that take sports like I do. You know, mm-hmm. Playing to the chest. Because there's so much going on around here. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, nightlife and
tourism parties. And
like, yeah, so they don't give a fuck, man. They mm-hmm. All right, fuck it, they lost, move on.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but then you got a couple of diehards.
No, man, we see the same thing out here in San Diego, because we got the Chargers in. I'm sure you're aware of all their situation, but you go to a game and there's like a Raiders game. It's like a home game for the Raiders, really. Every game is no Chargers fans.
Oh, yeah. When we play the Jets in Miami and I go to the Dolphins game, it's nothing but Jets fans.
Yep. Man, I'm feeling
it. And the Dolphins fans party. When we tailgate, we party as much as we do even when we lose.
Hey, there's something to look forward, though, then, right?
Yeah, so I'm like, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? But I take that shit personally because I love my Dolphins and my Hurricanes and my Heat.
That's what's up, man. That's cool, man. I respect that. I love sports myself, so I'm a big diehard as well. We can talk sports for a while, man.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll shoot over that email with that app, and I'll keep my eye out for that. You said you'll try and get that to me today, though?
Yeah, I'll try.
Oh, cool. I'll shoot that over right now, and if you have any questions or anything, just shoot me an email or give me a call. I left you with my number, too, so.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, man. Have a good Friday.
You too, man.
All right,
man.
Bye.